Today, over 1 million cigarette stores coast to coast are featuring Chesterfields, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients, the cigarette that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off,
sound off,
sound off for Chesterfield.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with the milder one.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guests, Miss Helen O'Connell and the Bell Sisters. And now, ladies and gentlemen, just returned from Palm Springs, California, we present a man who is as brown as a berry, happy as a lark, and with a voice as sweet as a nut, Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Kenneth, you're about as sharp as a meatball.
Oh, you didn't like it.
No. What is this anyway, cliche night on CBS?
Well, it's your own fault. You walk in here all brown as a berry. What else am I going
to
say?
Well, I guess you had to suit the introduction to the occasion.
So.
Next time I go to Palm Springs, I'll stay out of the sun. That'll fix it.
Say, that might be a good idea. Mm-hmm. I hear that you suffered a sunstroke at the Springs last week.
No such thing.
No kidding.
No.
I understand that you passed right out.
Oh, I can explain that, Ken. I walked out to the swimming pool the other morning. I was still half asleep. And there was Dixie sitting there with a big bottle of baby oil. I got so excited I keeled right over.
Oh, I know. Okay? Dixie, well, sure, she was probably using the baby oil for a suntan lotion. It's good that way, you know.
Well, that's what Dixie explained to me after she revived me. Just goes to show you, Ken, how things can become exaggerated. You got to watch it.
Well, in a way, the reason for your passing out could still be called sunstroke.
Sharp as a meatball, yes you are. All your game. Courageous.
You and Dixie had all the boys down there with you, didn't you?
Well, not Gary. He couldn't get down, but we had Lindsay and the twins were there. I want to tell you something. Ken, I really put those little shavers through their faces.
What do you mean?
Well, the first day the kids were there, reveille sounded promptly at 5 a.m.
Reveille?
I blow the bugle, you know. I have one.
You really blow it?
Yes, blow Harry James right out of town.
You do?
Anyhow, we all went to the Rogers Ranch. We got on horses, went for a two-hour ride out in the desert. Then we came back, we had breakfast, went swimming until lunchtime. Mm-hmm. After lunch, we all played 18 holes of golf and a couple of sets of tennis, then had dinner. Mm-hmm. Right after dinner, sounded taps and everybody hit the sack.
Hey, that was quite an active first day. What happened the second day?
Nothing. I was too pooped to blow the bugle. Didn't even get my pucker out there. No armature.
Well, Bing, you shouldn't try to keep up with those kids.
Well, I could keep up with them if I just wouldn't think up things for them to do. They'd just lay there if I'd let them,
Say, Bing, I meant to ask you, did Bob Hope entertain you while you were in Palm Springs?
Well, he threw a big party for us. I don't know how entertaining it was. I shouldn't say that.
No,
that's not
sure.
Kind, because Bob and Dolores Hope had a very nice barbecue and a dance for
wonderful.
Us. Yes. Of course, Hope had to get corny later.
Later than usual?
No, he was putting her on schedule, about 10:30. About 10:30, he assembled everybody in the kitchen and had us all gather around the sink, and then he ran a stack of my records through the garbage disposal.
That was kind of corny at that.
Well, I'm not so sure. Some say it was the highlight of the evening.
How did sweet little Lonnie come out?
Oh, it came out a little shredded. But enough of this chit-chat, Ken. With Helen O'Connell and the Bell Sisters as our guest tonight, we ought to have a lot of bright musical things to do. I'll start the ball rolling, or try to, with a song called The Blacksmith Blues. Miss Ella Mae Moore, she has a fine recording out on this. Blacksmith Blues, John Scott, with the Rhythm Ayers, beating the anvil. Are you ready?
Kentucky, where horseshoes are lucky, there's a village smithy standing under the chestnut tree. Hear the hammer knocking, see the anvil rocking. He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses clapping bob down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kick out of the blacksmith blues.
Down in old Kentucky, the horseshoes are lucky. There's a Billy Smithy standing under the chestnut tree. Hear the hammer knocking, see the anvil rocking. He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot sparks a flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses clapping back down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kick out of the blacksmith.
Where horseshoes are lucky, there's a village smithy standing under the chestnut tree. Hear the hammer knocking, see the anvil rocking. He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes.
See the hot sparks a flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses clapping bop down the avenue.
Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kick out of the blacksmith.
Out of the blacksmith blues.
Out of the blacksmith blues.
Hammer knocking, anvil rocking, horses popping, folks are bopping. The blacksmith blues. The
mask is off.
That's right, folks. The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke.
Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents, pure natural sugars, chemically pure, harmless, costly glycerol. Only these are entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best that money can buy. Remember, the world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, the best cigarette paper that money can buy. Nothing else.
We name our ingredients because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke. A smoke that's much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields. They satisfy millions. And now, folks, I have a great deal of pleasure in presenting our first guest of the evening. Lovely young lady whose popularity and whose ability, whose charm make her one of our outstanding artists. Miss Helen O'Connell.
Thanks, Bing.
Helen, what are you going to do for us tonight?
I'd like to do Be Anything.
Be Anything. I presume you have a record out on this, huh?
Oh, I sure have.
Well, I guarantee tonight, Helen, its rendition is going to develop a ravenous appetite
among the public for your disc. Your microphone, just put it right in there.
Be a beggar, be a thief, be my sunshine or my grief, be anything, but darling, be mine. Be a wise man, be a fool, treat me tender or be cruel, be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder, be master of all you survey. Fail and it still doesn't matter. If you love me, everything is okay. Be the angel of my prayers. Be the devil who cares. Be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder. Be master of all you survey. Fail, and it still doesn't matter. If you love me, everything is okay. Be the angel of my prayers, or be the devil who cares. Be anything but darling, be mine.
I love that. Now, while you're limbered up, what do you say you and I take a whack at that song that you made such a big record of a few months ago? Anytime.
Okay, Bing. You start it, and I'll jump in somewhere.
Well, just be sure and jump in. Don't let me hang.
Anytime, anytime.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true.
Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Anytime, anytime, anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, oh so blue,
anytime you feel downhearted, that'll prove your love for me is true.
Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking
So anytime you say anytime that you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
You name it, and I'll be there.
That's the time,
any old time.
I'll come back home to you.
Anytime, anytime will be the right time.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present the very popular Victor recording artist, the sister team who's flashy, whose unique singing style has caused a veritable sensation in the music business. Here, then, are the bright, buoyant, bouncy, bubbly Bell Sisters. This is Cynthia. She's aged 16, and Kay, 11.
Whoops, what's correction. I am now 12.
Well, since I saw you last, huh? May I tell you something, Kay? You don't look a day older.
May I return the compliment?
Yes, over and over again. You. What are you going to sing tonight, girls?
We have a new song that we've recently recorded called Rutsa Rutsa.
Rutsa Rutsa. What does all this mean here?
Hurry, hurry.
Well, don't get hurt. Just sing it. Rutsa Rutsa, huh? Step right in there.
Thank you.
Mama! Rutsa, 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 rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Rutsa, 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 rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry. Oh, Mama!
Mama, 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 there's dancing in the street. Liana and Deborah have wings upon their feet. The town is filled with laughter, and all the people shout, oh, mama, 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 we must hurry out. Well, where's a ribbon to tie her and my hair? Mama! They've gathered in the marketplace from every distant land. Each dancer of the horror knows that love's a common band. And there is one among them, so winsome and so fair. Oh, mama, 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 we must hurry there. I fear a pretty maiden will steal his heart away. Mama!
Rutsa, rutsa, rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Rutsa, 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 rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry. Oh, mama!
Rutsa, rutsa, rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Rutsa, 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 rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry. Oh, mama! There's danger in his flashing eyes, his laugh is wild and free.
Hey!
He's stronger than a dove, and man, he's taller than a tree.
Hey!
And when I look into his eyes, I know he'll understand. Oh, mama, 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 may I hold his hand? And if he wants to marry me, and if you should agree, oh, mama, 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 how happy I would be.
Rutsa, 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 rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Rutsa, 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 rutsa.
Hurry, 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 hurry. Oh, 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 mama, rutsa, mama, hurry, hurry up.
Very gay. Very spirited rendition, girls. Wonderful. Keenerino, in fact.
Thank you.
You got an encore for us? Hmm?
Say, Mr. Crosby, aren't you going to sing with us tonight?
Well, since I've been asked, yes, I might take a shot at Wheel of Fortune with you. How about that? Of course, with all that turning, 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 and spinning, 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 I'd get dizzy, I think.
Well, all of us teenagers are, so they say.
Dizzy? I'll go along with it. I have a few teenagers that I'm very closely associated with, and they are outstanding in the dizzy department. I know you don't want to hear any more of my problems. Spin the Wheel of Fortune, huh, John?
The Wheel of Fortune goes spinning.
point my way. Will this be the day?
Oh, wheel of fortune, please don't pass me by. Let me know the magic of a kiss and a sigh. I'll not dream of winning fortune nor fame.
While the wheel is burning, dirty,
I'll be ever yearning. Oh, too clever for you, huh?
The wheel of fortune, I'm hoping somehow. If you ever smile on me, please let it be now.
The wheel of fortune, spinning, spinning, spinning
fortune. Woo-hoo. Folks, today, April 16th, marks the 50th anniversary of the founding of the first motion picture theater in the United States. Tally's Electric Theater, right here in Los Angeles, by the way. So tonight, I think it would be fitting to do a song from one of the current excellent crop of movies, a picture called With a Song in My Heart. It's one of the best musicals, I think, that's been made in the last 10 or 15 years in this city, made by 20th Century Fox with Susan Hayward in the leading role. The story tells the history of the life of Jane Froman, a great singer. And this is a song from that picture. Helen O'Connell is going to help me on this, aren't you, Helen?
You bet you
like. Well, all right, we go. With a song in my heart, behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near me.
At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew
I would live life through with a song in my heart for you. Thank you.
Pretty song from a fine picture. Folks, here's why you ought to change to Chesterfield today. Chesterfields are milder, much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and, most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, sir, you get no unpleasant aftertaste from your Chesterfield because there's nothing unpleasant in your Chesterfield.
We use only the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, cigarette paper of the highest purity, nothing else.
Yes, Chesterfield names all its ingredients, and these are the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke. That's confirmed for you by research.
Chesterfield Research Laboratories are the best in the business. Our chemists work with outside, independent consultants, including scientists from leading universities.
And don't forget, folks, that Chesterfield has the newest and most modern cigarette factories. So figure it out for yourself. Finest factories, finest research, finest ingredients. All this to make Chesterfield the best possible smoke. What are you waiting for? Ask your dealer for Chesterfield today. Go down to your dealer's, hurry, run, and ask him for the milder one, much milder with a better taste, and no unpleasant aftertaste. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it.
Today.
Thanks. My deepest thanks to the Bell sisters and to Helen O'Connell for joining us here this evening. That about gets it for now. Hope to see you next week. And remember, friends, Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste. And most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss K-Star and the Bell Sisters.